Hey.
Here.
Jevitz.
Present.
Con. Con. Absence.
No, not absent. Just fashionably late.
So, what is today's excuse? This is the second time you've been tardy this week.
I was taking a friend to the hospital.
Uh-huh. Sit, Miss Con.
Taking a friend to the hospital? Seriously?
Believe it or not, that is the absolute truth.
Kamala, we've known each other since kindergarten. Why all of a sudden is there all this stuff you can't tell me about?
Can we talk about this later? I went to bed at midnight and got up again at 5:30.
No, I want to talk about it now. Everybody's worried about you.
Ladies, since you have so much to say, I will assume you're discussing the article in the Pedantic Monthly you read for homework last night. Ms. Bahadir, would you like to share your thoughts with the class?
Well, Mrs. Van Boom, frankly, I found the article insulting. The writer said teenagers are just parasites addicted to their smartphones who don't give back to society. But that doesn't sound like anybody I know. I mean, how can you write off a whole generation before it's even had a chance to prove itself?
What the? I look down at my backpack and realize there's a tiny robot crawling out of it. It must have grabbed onto me at the power plant. Has it been tracking me? What do I do?
What do you think, Kamala? Is it fair to give up on your generation?
Well, giving up on the next generation is like giving up on the future, right? And sometimes the next generation has to deal with all the problems the last generation left for it to fix. And that means getting up really early in the morning, which is...
Remote homing beacon located. Target acquired.
Run! Out the door, everybody, now!
Where's Kamala?
Head hurts. Double vision. Ears ringing. I can see rubble and smoke. And a piece of sky overhead where the ceiling is smashed open. That thing came for me. I brought it here. It's my fault.
I have to get up. I have to stop this. Lockjaw, help me.
He licks my face.
Goodbye.
Okay, heal first, then transform. No time to go to the Circle Q for my costume. The healing wipes me out, like it always does.
But if I'm gonna go out and fight this thing in front of everybody I know, I have to put on a different face.
So I try, and nothing happens.
What? I don't understand.
Outside, a giant robot prepares to smash its fist down on my school. When a giant robot attacks your school and nobody but you was strong enough to fight it, it's helpful when your superpowers work like they're supposed to.
I can't go out there looking like me. Why can't I transform? What's going on?
The robot fist comes down, and Lockjaw and I go flying.
No time. There's no time.
Lockjaw, I need you to do me a favor. Create a distraction. Covered in plaster dust, my clothes torn, I concentrate.
And begin! At least I can still do this.
I have to try to stay hidden, keep my back to everyone outside, pray that nobody recognizes me through the clouds of concrete dust. There's plenty of smoke now, too. The obstacles the inventor throws at me keep getting bigger. This isn't a game anymore. Not for him,
and begin fists of rage!
And not for me.
Why is it wearing a tuning fork on its head?
Hey! Move! My friends are in there!
Hey, watch it, kid! What are you doing?
Oh, no.
I'm hanging on for dear life as I punch the thing hard in its robot face. I gotta remember that there are people inside this thing. So somehow. I have to make sure they don't get hurt. It's got me by the neck.
Reacquiring target.
And it flings me into the damaged smoking wall of the school behind me.
What do we do? The guys are waiting, Sergeant Winston. Do we shoot? It's gonna be hard to get a clean shot at that robot without hitting the giant girl.
No, hold your fire.
I think that giant girl is Ms. Marvel.
Guess you won that round, huh?
I'm lying on the ground in a pile of rubble. There's a larger chunk of concrete nearby, which is a good thing, because a high-tech looking laser sight pops out of the robot's wrist.
Charging photon beam. 3.
I grab the slab of concrete 2, with giant fists.
1.
It works pretty well as a shield. Let's see how it works as a missile.
Hey! Master Chief! Chew on this!
So yeah, that pretty much uses up the very last little bit of my strength. I can't heal fast enough to get ahead of it. Whatever fuel my healing factor uses up is gone. This is the part where I pass out.
No!
Hey, get back here!
Oh no, please be okay. Please, please, wake up. Come on, wake up. Huh?
Goodness, Lockjaw, you were right to summon me.
Who are you?
Someone who can help. That's all you need to know, for now.
Please, she's really hurt.
Yes, she is. We don't have much time. Lockjaw?
JCPD!
New Adelan, now!
Stop right there! That's it!
Order?
So you know that crazy Art Deco alien city in the river, Kamala? We are totally in it. I know you probably can't hear me in that life support tank, but maybe you can. Your phone has been ringing nonstop. Your parents are probably freaking out. That cop recognized you, by the way. The one who showed up at the Circle Q after Vic's stupid thing. You gotta rethink your work-life balance, Kay. If you keep ditching social studies to fight robots, Mrs. Van Boom is gonna give you, like, a B or something. Yeah. That's okay. You don't have to say anything. I'll just keep giving you minute-by-minute updates until you wake up.
How is she?
Goopy? Who are you?
This is Venatos, a very able physician. My name is Medusa, ruler of New Adelan, queen of the Inhumans.
What's with the blue gunk anyway? I was thinking it was some kind of cellular peptide mixed with liquid oxygen, but maybe I'm wrong.
You certainly know your biochemistry. You're almost right. It's a bath of adhesive neuropeptides and oxygen. It supports the body's natural ability to heal itself.
Is it, working?
Let's wake her up and find out.
Hey!
What the what? Where am I? Why am I covered in slime?
Dude, am I ever glad to see you upright.
Hello, Kamala Khan.
I thought I was having a weird dream before, but if this is awake, yikes. I'm sitting in a cylindrical tank of gooey liquid, wearing some kind of alien designer hospital garb, in what looks like a sci-fi med bay. The woman is dressed in form-fitting purple and a black mask over much of her face, with impossibly long red hair that seems to move of its own accord. Besides Bruno and Lockjaw, there's an alien-looking bald guy with gray skin, bug eyes, large pointy ears, and long salad fingers, one less than the human full complement.
And to answer your question, you're in New Adelan. Your home.
I'm pretty sure my home is on Grove Street.
Your house is on Grove Street. But your home, your origin, is here, among your people.
My people?
Yes, Kamala. Long ago, one of your human ancestors was genetically altered by the Kree, an alien race. That genetic legacy has been passed down through the generations to you. You're inhuman.
She helps me out of the tank as Lockjaw trots up with a towel in his mouth. Even though I'm fully covered, I take the towel and wrap it around my dripping body. But I thought it was a mutant. Wolverine...
Wolverine suspected you might be something else. He's the one who alerted us to your existence. Think, Kamala. Your powers awoke after you were affected by the Terrigen Cloud. Not at birth, not at puberty.
Oh my god, can we not talk about puberty? I'm still not over my mom's "you're a woman now" speech.
I know this is a lot to process, and I don't want to overwhelm you. I just wanted you to know that we're here when you decide you want more answers. Venatos will see to all your needs. We will see each other again. Very soon.
Actually, Venatos?
Yes?
If that's a real offer, there's something I kind of want to know right now.
Ask.
My powers. When they first started, I could turn into other people. Even other stuff. Then I found out I could heal, but only in my true form. But today, after I healed when I was fighting that robot thingy, I couldn't change my face. At all. It was a little scary. I try to dry my hair with a towel.
Well, your inhuman abilities are clearly morphogenic. It's possible they were overcharged in some way, rendering your whole physical being mutable. When you heal something, you return it to its original shape. It may be that the more you heal, the less you will be able to shapeshift.
Oh man! This is like when you get a really good build going and the devs decide to nerf your class!
What?
Gamer speak. It's not even worth trying to explain.
This is all so weird. I thought I was finally starting to figure things out. It seems like anytime you want to learn something, you have to unlearn something else. I thought I was a mutant. Now it turns out I'm part alien. I'm a Pac-American part alien morphogenic nerd. I'm alone in the universe. Venatos puts a surprisingly gentle hand on my shoulder.
Unique is not the same as alone. A lot of people care about you, Kamala. Queen Medusa in particular. There are many others who share your inhuman legacy, and one day, soon, you'll meet them.
I forgot to thank her. Queen Medusa, I mean, for saving my life.
It was a close call. The Queen would like you to remain here for the foreseeable future. There are others who can deal with this inventor.
Hear that, Kay? Other people can deal with the inventor. Doesn't that sound like a great idea?
Nope. This is personal. He attacked my school, with my friends inside it. I like not being scared. I want to keep not being scared. So I have to finish this myself, my way.
I'm afraid this is not up for discussion. You're too young and too important to handle this creature on your own.
You can't keep me here. If I want to get out, I'll get out. I always do.
Fine. Have it your way. Queen Medusa will have my head for this.
Lockjaw? Zap us back to the non-Star Wars universe, please.
Dude.
What?
You're from a galaxy far, far away.
You are so funny.
Goodbye, Kamala Khan. For now.
You could have been killed. You're never setting foot in that school again. It's too dangerous.
Now, Muniba.
We're sending you to Islamic school. No, we're sending you to your grandparents in Karachi.
Ami, Abu, and Lockjaw are all crammed in my room with me. I'm sitting on my bed with my legs sprawled over Lockjaw's upturned belly, trying to weather the storm.
Imagine how I felt, seeing the news and driving to the school like a maniac to look for you. And you weren't there! I thought you were crushed in the rubble!
But she's fine, alhamdulillah. Let's focus on that.
I'm sorry, Ami. I didn't see you, so I came home. Ami leans into Abu, who puts his arm around her.
We came here so our children would be safe! Safe from the chaos and corruption and bombings back home. Only after we arrived did we discover school shootings, death rape drugs, and gangs! And now, giant robots! What did I do to deserve this?
You didn't do anything wrong, Ami. Oh! Everything is gonna be fine. I promise.
Come along, Muniba. Kamala has had a shock. She needs rest. You too, dog. You're not even supposed to be inside the house. Now we will have to vacuum everything.
Abu is right. I've had a shock. I need rest. But when half my school is in flaming rubble and I just found out I'm part alien, rest is the last thing on my mind. As long as the inventor is out there, nobody I love is safe. Not even the buildings I love are safe, apparently. Bruno, I'm gonna need to meet up with Vic.
What? Now?
Yes, now. I've got to get to the inventor's power source, and that means cutting him off from his supply of human batteries. I go to the closet door, tell him I'll meet him at the fence near the Greenville house in half an hour. I gotta run to the Circle Q for my... costume? Oh, I've already got my costume. A brand new, shiny, extra spiffy one, hanging in my closet.
Kamala?
Never mind. There's a note attached. Bruno mentioned you could use a spare. V. V for Venatos. Who else could it be? Righteous.
You know this is cray-cray, right? And do I call you Ms. or what?
Ms. Marvel is fine.
Okay, Ms. Marvel. You do remember that this is the place where we got our butts kicked, right?
I got my butt kicked. You stood around being useless. Vic and I are crouched in the grass at a safe distance, scoping out the Greenville house where he was held prisoner not too long ago. I've got a collapsible telescope pressed to one eye. I didn't understand why Doyle called this place a stash house. There didn't seem to be anything stashed here besides runaway kids. Then when I rescued that girl in the sewer and found that guy inside the giant robot, I figured it out. The runaway kids are the stash. He's using them to power his experiments.
Wait, you don't understand.
Shh. Something's happening. The front door opens, and I can see the inventor's henchman Doyle and the little guy with the big glasses that the inventor called Knox. They're wheeling out a kid on a gurney, with Knox holding an IV bag filled with glowing yellow fluid that snakes down a thin tube into the kid's arm. Scuttlebots move in protective formation around them. What is that stuff? What are they doing to that kid?
It must be a harvest day, when they take a bunch of kids out to the power plant.
Not today, they're not.
No, wait! Wait!
I sprint toward the front door, embiggening as I go.
You're not taking him anywhere!
Flat on his back with a bloody nose, Doyle wipes away the blood with the back of one hand and grins menacingly up at me as I stand over him with embiggened fists. His little kitty bots swarm around him anxiously.
We meet again, Ms. Marvel.
It's over, Doyle. I've gotten past the laser guns, the giant robots, the sewer alligators. Nobody is leaving this house on a gurney.
We thought you might show up here, which is why the inventor sent something special.
Out from behind the house rolls a 7-foot-tall sphere that looks like a do-it-yourself Death Star. There's a glowing red orb set into one side.
Huh? What's this now?
The crimson energy beam from the orb hits me squarely in the chest. The energy expands around me in a tight dome. And now I'm trapped inside a force field bubble.
So what do you think? The very latest in cutting-edge force field technology. I designed it myself.
Try supersizing yourself out of that, bendy girl.
I punch the force field, which causes a burst of painful, sparky energy around my embiggened fist.
Looks like it works.
It's too bad you came down on the wrong side of this fight, young lady. The inventor could really use someone like you. Instead, you're stuck here all alone.
That's what you think.
Lockjaw!
From out of nowhere, Lockjaw leaps through the air.
Oh no!
Kitties!
Attack!
Threat level magenta. Engaging countermeasures.
Okay. Can't get out. Must go in. I can see the opening of the energy beam funneling into the force field construct. It's almost like a channel of energy back into the focusing aperture in the DIY Death Sphere. It must be some kind of diffused laser beam. There's probably a prism in there. And an energy source. It hurts when I punch into that energy funnel, but I keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Stretching my arm up through the pulsing beam into the sphere itself. Through the crimson translucent force field, I can see Lockjaw chomping down on scuttlebots, and some teenage kids are warily creeping out onto the porch of the house.
Whoa!
It is like episode 4 out here.
Do we help?
I don't know.
The force field of the Death Star explodes outward like a mushroom cloud.
Well, that got out of control fast.
What about the harvest? What are we supposed to do now?
I emerge confidently through the dust cloud. Lockjaw has Nox under one paw and holds a struggling Doyle in his teeth by the back of his shirt.
There's not gonna be any harvest. You're free. We are shutting down this insane operation.
Wait, you got it all wrong, lady.
The harvest has to go on. We're volunteers.
What?
We're here by choice.
Heroing. It's never what you think it's gonna be. Wait, say that again?
We wanna be here, Ms. Marvel, we signed up. We're doing this for the greater good.
Okay, explain this to me like I'm dumb.
Human beings produce their own electrical fields and tons of usable body heat, especially teenagers, because these are the years of maximum growth, or something. That's what the inventor says. If we could harness that energy, we wouldn't need to kill each other over oil and fry the planet and melt the ice caps and stuff. We're parasites, basically. Kids are. I mean, the planet is overpopulated. We're an extra generation. We shouldn't even be here. But we can do this. We can give our lives to something good.
Seriously? This is the solution? We're supposed to roll over and become human batteries so the adults can max out their air conditioners and credit cards without worrying about the future? He puts his hands on my shoulders, staring at me earnestly.
If we don't do something major, something like this, there won't be any future.
Okay, this is freaking me out. I need a minute. I walk over to where Lockjaw grins happily, his huge bottom holding Nox and Doyle captive.
Lockjaw?
Ben?
Can you keep sitting on these idiots until I figure out what to do with them? Good dog.
No, wait! You're making a big mistake!
Okay, real talk time. I get it. I do. The media hates us because we read on our smartphones. The economists hate us because we trade things instead of buying them. I read that article in the Pedantic Monthly for school the other day. But hey, just because they're old doesn't make them right. We're not the ones who messed up the economy or the planet. Maybe they do think of us as parasites, but they're not the ones who are gonna have to live with this mess. What is that noise?
It's the inventor. He had that place wired to blow if anybody ever compromised his operation.
He's probably watching us right now.
Lockjaw, are you okay? He looks dazed and sooty from the explosion, knocked off his perch atop Doyle and Nox.
I'm out of here, man.
Right behind you.
Hey! Stop!
Who's this now? Friendly JCPD helicopters or scary inventor helicopters? I can't tell friend from foe anymore. Searchlights are heading our way.
No time to go after Nox and Doyle. All of you! We need to get out of here, now!
Okay.
If I don't shut the inventor down fast, it's gonna be all-out war on the streets of Jersey City. These guys know his secrets. I have to convince them to help me. But how? Vic is waiting at the fence at the edge of the property, holding the torn section of fence back so that everyone can get through.
Go! He's gonna be so pissed if he sees us with her!
Correct, Vittorio. He is very pissed.
The inventor sits in the translucent cockpit bubble of an enormous mech suit, working levers and stuff. Here's an extra nut job touch. The mech suit's bubble head has a giant purple derby atop it. I am big into maximum size and look him defiantly in the bubble.
You just keep getting creepier, you know that? You've brainwashed a bunch of teenagers into thinking they're worth more as cheap electricity than as people!
On the contrary, Miss Marvel. They've been told their lives are cheap since the moment they were born. I simply gave them a way to turn themselves into something of value.
I duck under the swing of his robo-fist.
And if you weren't so certain of your own righteousness, you'd recognize how ingenious my plan truly is!
Ignore crazy rambling. Go for the joints. I slam one embiggened foot into the mech suit's knee.
You underestimate me, Ms. Marvel.
The mech bot puts its fists together, almost as if it's going to bow.
I have been studying you.
His fists begin to glow.
Feeling dizzy? If you deliver a strong electromagnetic pulse to a living organism, its cells temporarily lose their elasticity.
Hey!
Which is especially unfortunate for you.
I'm dangling by one leg from this thing's jumbo fist, and I can't embiggen. Not good.
This is what heroism comes down to, Ms. Marvel. In the end, you're all alone.
You're wrong! A hero is just somebody who tries to do the right thing, even when it's hard. There are more of us than you think. Lockjaw!
Wretched slobbering butt!
Come on, little cells. Get stretchy again.
I'll teach you to marry life.
Yes!
The inventor lies on his back, still holding onto Lockjaw by the scruff of his neck. Fully embiggened, I stand with one foot on the mech suit's chest.
Here's how this is gonna work, evil bird clone. Lockjaw is going to warp you to a deserted island somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, preferably in shark-infested waters. And if you ever set foot in JC again, I'm not gonna be this nice. Make it so, Lockjaw.
I have had about enough of your teleporting dog, which is why I equipped my mech suit with phase-disrupting force field technology.
A translucent force field appears around the mech suit and Lockjaw.
No!
Like I said, I've been studying you.
An Inventor Tech helicopter drone about the size of an SUV drops out of the sky overhead, with a winch cable swinging from a hatch in its midsection.
Stop! You're hurting him!
Still clutching Lockjaw with one mechanized hand, the inventor grabs the end of the cable with his free hand.
So long, Ms. Marvel. I hope you've learned a valuable lesson today. If not, well, there are others you love who can also be made to suffer.
No!
Dude, he totally stole your dog.
That is not cool.
Yes, he stole my dog, and he almost killed us. This is the guy you're protecting. This is the guy you think is gonna save the world by turning you into light bulbs. Can't you see he's got you totally brainwashed?
Whoa. Brainwashed is a big word.
We know he looks terrifying, but he's got a point. The world is basically melting. Canvas bags and hypercars ain't gonna cut it. We gotta do something drastic.
Yeah, we've gotta do something drastic, but not this. This isn't saving the world. This is admitting the world is over. This is saying our generation will never matter. But we have to matter. If we don't, there is no future worth saving. You, what were you doing before you joined the Inventor's Indie Band of Doom? What were you good at?
Computers? I made a program that bypasses parental control locks on internet browsers.
Great. Future cybersecurity expert. What about you?
I make stuff out of junk. I made my mom a set of coasters out of recycled video game cartridges once.
Awesome. Future engineer.
And I'm good at doing the jobs nobody else wants because they're dangerous and stupid.
Future president. See? You have skills. You're not just mobile blobs of potential energy. Plus, would the guy who saves the world really beat up a 16-year-old girl and steal her dog?
No. I guess she's right.
So help me. We can't let the inventor get away with this. I have to rescue Lockjaw. There's no time to waste. I thrust out my hand, palm down, in a call to allegiance. Are you with me?
Yeah. We're with you.
Yeah!
Okay, so the inventor hides out in an abandoned power plant south of here.
I know. I've been there.
What you probably don't know is that there's a back entrance. It leads through a drain pipe into an old steam vent.
So here I am, making my way through a storm drain set into the side of a wooded hill just outside the power plant.
The inventor isn't a moron, so he's got the pipe booby-trapped.
Ah! Electricity dances in the pipe all around me, but I hop, skip, and twitch my way through it.
But the trap is pretty easy to disable if you cut the circuits in the breaker at the end of the pipe.
I yank open the circuit panel and start pulling wires.
Now, after that, it gets even better. The steam vent goes straight up.
With back pressed against one side of the duct and embiggened feet pressed against the other, I shimmy up the rust-streaked vertical steam vent.
Don't look down. Whatever you do, do not look down.
There's a big fan at the top. You'll have to take that out somehow.
Great. How about an embiggened fist?
That puts you on the roof. Cross the roof to the big sticky-uppy glass arch on the far side. That's the ceiling of the atrium.
And there it is. I creep toward the glass dome of the atrium.
Lockjaw!
Down below, the inventor is sitting on a kind of steampunk throne in the middle of a large industrial room. Lockjaw is muzzled and leashed to the throne. Whatever phase-disrupting technology prevented him from teleporting earlier must still be in effect. He looks miserable. Nox cowers in front of the inventor, and I can just barely hear what they're saying.
Nox, old fellow, is our little costumed friend on her way?
Yes, sir. I spotted her coming through the woods.
Good. Thanks to this odoriferous canine, she'll walk straight into my hands. With those powers, she will make an excellent addition to the grid. It's time, Nox. Time to unveil our plans to the world.
So soon? But the grid isn't ready.
No, it must be ready. Carpe diem, Nox. The people are ready to hear what we have to say. The young are seen as a political burden, a public nuisance. They're not considered worth educating or protecting. They are called parasites, leeches, brats, spawn. If you used these words to describe any minority but children, you would quite understandably be considered hate speech. We are simply taking this loathing to its logical conclusion. Harvest the spawn. Huh?
Man, that is way harder than it looks in the movies.
I'm here for my dog. And, you know, anybody else you might be holding here under false pretenses.
Oh, really? Do you think after I've defeated you time and again that you can just drop in here and confront me alone?
No.
The door at the far side of the room slides open.
Which is why I brought friends.
All the kids from the greenhouse are here, including Vic, armed with a combination of energy guns like Doyle used before, and low-tech weapons like baseball bats, hockey sticks, wrenches, and I think one guy has a rat tied to a broom handle?
It's over, boss man! We quit!
Charming. I have two questions. Question one, how exactly do you plan to stop me?
A massive shadow spills through the door the kids just came through.
Initiating mass smackdown sequence.
What's making the shadow is the most amped up version of the inventor's giant robots that I've ever seen.
Question two.
The wall behind the inventor begins to slide open. A blue glow issues from inside it. Oh my god.
What are you going to do about them?
The blue glow comes from an entire room of teenagers in suspended animation. They look sort of like a human mega server. Row upon row of sleeping figures hooked up to EKG wires and stuff, like Julie and the kid in the giant robot at the abandoned power plant. This is it, the sum of the inventor's plans, his vision of the future. This is the grid.
It's carbon neutral, non-polluting, and better yet, it's taking a bunch of useless brats off the streets. We can reduce our carbon footprint and curb overpopulation at the same time. So, what do you think?
What do I think? I think you're a wannabe evil genius who thinks he saved the future when he's really just given up on it. I think you're a megalomaniac with some kind of weird Pied Piper complex.
I point an embiggened finger at his beak.
I think you're a bird.
I am not a bird!
But since we're having this conversation, let's talk about what I know about you, Ms. Marvel. My homing beacon tracked you to Cole's Academic High School. There is footage of you fighting my Destructobot at that same location. Obscured by smoke, but exposed nevertheless. It's only a matter of time before I find out who you really are under that fig leaf of a domino mask.
He's bluffing. He's gotta be. There is a giant robot, a teleporting dog. I was totally embiggened. Nobody knew it was me. Right?
Speaking of which, while you created such convenient chaos at the aforementioned high school, I was able to make a few last-minute acquisitions. There's one I'm particularly fond of. This one.
Nakia! No! Let her go! Kind of forgot about the ultra-giant mega-robot.
I don't think I will let her go, Ms. Marvel. In fact, I don't think I'll let anybody go, including you. With your powers, you will make an excellent addition to the grid. Huh? It's time for you to join your friends.
Hey, you!
Whoa! Vic just took a swing at the Megabot with a baseball bat. Not very bright, but still.
Yeah, you! You want some of this? 'Cause there's more where that came from!
Recalibrating targets.
No! Do not recalibrate!
Idiot kids! You were not supposed to work together!
While the inventor's distracted, I scramble to Nakia's pod and wrench the door open.
Come on, Kiki. Wake up. I'm gonna get you out of here.
I start pulling the electrodes off her.
Hold on. Almost there.
Deploying countermeasures.
Deploying the who what now?
The Megabot ejects softball-sized metal spheres in all directions, including mine. I shield Nakia with my body.
Enough of this. If you all cooperate, no one else needs to get hurt. It's... what's that charming expression? Game over.
Hey, it's not over till the bendy girl swings.
Okay, that did not come out the way you meant it to come out.
Whatever. You know what I mean. That's right, Birdman. Miss Marvel is gonna kick your tail feathers.
Vic and the others need me. Nakia needs me. Even Lockjaw needs me. Why did I get the embiggeny powers? Why couldn't I have the power to be in three places at once?
My head falls forward to rest against Nakia's forehead, and I close my eyes. Crap. Vinatos and Medusa were right. This is too big for one person. I thought I could handle it all on my own. But wanting to handle it and actually handling it are two different things. I reach for my left wrist. There's a reason I wear these armbands. One of them stores my cell phone. All the heroes I've ever loved work in teams. I get why that is now.
I'm awake. Two rings. Two rings, then hang up. That's the code. Kamala!
911, what is your emergency?
Yeah, I'm gonna need the police. And some GPS coordinates on a cell phone number I'm about to read to you.
Even the most embiggened person needs help sometimes.
Ms. Marvel? Hello?
Now would be a great time. You know, whenever you're ready.
Because nobody can be all things to all people. I drape my scarf over Nakia like a blanket.
Hey, Kiki. I gotta go. But I'll be right back. I promise.
Focus. This ends today. This ends for good.
Eliminate.
Everybody get down!
Internal systems compromised. Manual override in progress.
Huh? Like I said before, big is not that difficult. You hulk out, you punch things. But small? Small is a whole other issue. I'm inside the Megabot's insides, as small as I get, surrounded by complicated and kind of steampunk circuitry. I'm trying to reroute one of the wires into a different circuit board. There.
Small means thinking smart, not hard.
I gotta write Mrs. Finkelstein from Home Ec for Nerds class a serious thank you note.
Malfunction. Malfunction.
What's wrong with it?
Easy. Nobody make any sudden moves.
I say we cap this thing while it's malfunctioning or whatever.
Wait! Dudes, it's me.
Huh?
Get my dog.
What?
My dog, you moron.
Do what she says! That's Ms. Marvel in there! Get the giant teleporting dog!
Oh, yeah. Right!
You are going down, bird guy. All your bosh are belong to us.
Unacceptable. Inconceivable. You can't thwart the inventor that easily, little pimple.
He's pulling something out of his pocket. Looks like a remote control.
You seem to have forgotten your last lesson. I've been studying you. I know your weaknesses.
An electromagnetic pulse. Last time he hit me with one of these, I couldn't use my powers. I went back to my regular size.
Oh no! No!
In approximately, I don't know how many seconds, I'll be too big to fit in here. I desperately kick at a metal panel nearby, trying to get out.
Come on!
The metal plating doesn't budge. Maybe it's some kind of super strong alloy? Whatever it is, if I don't get out of here fast, I'm gonna be squeezed to death by a bunch of robot parts.
Come on!
What's going on? Is she in trouble?
I think she's stuck.
What do we do? Somebody help her!
Doc! Giant dog coming through! Whoa!
Lockjaw!
He drags out my rapidly expanding body with his teeth through the gap he just chomped open in the Megabot's side. Normal size now, I flop down on top of his humongo head.
Thanks, boy.
It's handy to have friends who are as weird as you are. I see that Vic and the other kids have the inventor surrounded, their weapons pointed at him.
This isn't right! This isn't how it's supposed to end!
Learn to live with disappointment, boss.
Mr. Bird Guy, I am putting you under citizen's arrest.
You can't do that.
Okay. How about regular arrest then?
Police! Everybody put your hands up!
No!
Hey, man!
The inventor shoves one of the kids aside and runs toward the Megabot.
Stop right there! I refuse! I will be recognized by my genius!
Rapidly embiggening my legs.
Excuse me!
Hey, again!
All you kids, stay back!
I leap over the head of the kid, chasing after the inventor as he begins to scale the busted-up Megabot, digging his hands into the small gaps between panels and joints.
Ah! Get down here! Are you crazy? It's over! If you come peacefully, it'll be way easier!
That thing isn't stable. The inventor clings to the Megabot as it begins to tip over.
Do you really think your generation is going to produce innovators of my caliber? Selfish little fools! Too tied up with your own lives to understand the meaning of work and sacrifice!
This thing is about to collapse! If you jump now, you can make it!
The Megabot crashes to the floor and keeps on going, opening up a crater around it down to the next floor below. Whoa. I look around through the dust cloud to see that the police managed to keep all the kids safely away from the crash zone, which is a relief.
Hey, kid! Miss Marvel!
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Is he?
Gone. Yeah. You shouldn't look. Think of it this way, kid. Greater people than this guy have been crushed by their own self-importance.
I thought he'd go to jail and there'd be a trial and stuff. I didn't want...
Nothing else you could have done. You took on too much as it is. You should have called us earlier. You just cleared a year's worth of missing person files by finding this place. I owe you one. Not many of the Boots and Capes crew spend time tracking lost kids in Jersey City, if you know what I mean.
I had to. This is my city, my home.
Yeah, I get that. But listen, we're not going to take your badge away or anything, but you got to be careful out there. There's worse things on the streets of JC than a crazed bird guy. And now that you've made yourself obvious, they're going to come looking for you.
Two EMTs passed by with a girl on a stretcher, covered in a blanket. Nakia! Please, please take good care of her.
You want to ride with her?
I can't go to the hospital with my best friend. She'll recognize me. No, I don't want to get in the way. And that's when it hits me. This isn't just a costume anymore. This is a parallel life. There's no going back now. No hanging up the suit.
Hey! Miss Em!
My new normal is no normal.
Robot killer!
Woo! That was awesome!
Let's do it all again!
Not until I've had my post-bad guy hero. And anyway, shouldn't you guys be in school or at work or something? You know, back to your real lives?
Ah, real life is overrated. More laser guns!
I'm serious, Vic. Real life is important. If we don't stay involved in what's going on in the world, how do we know we're not going to end up falling for the next evil genius who wants to use us for some crazy scheme?
Man, I sound like my dad. Stay involved, work hard, have goals.
What we did here today, we proved them wrong, guys. We're not a generation of phone-wielding losers. We took down the inventor because we stuck together, and we've got to keep sticking together. We need to be able to count on each other, no matter what.
But you know what? Abo is right sometimes.
Hey, someone get this girl a gyro! Gyros for heroes!
Yeah! Yeah!
The world comes at you fast.
Yep. Get your hands off me!
Calm down, Mr. PhD. We've got you on 50 counts of kidnapping and corruption of a minor. We're gonna be pals for a long time.
You gotta stay light on your feet, know who your friends are, and never be afraid to ask for help.
Idiots. They think this is over? Who do they think cloned Edison? Who invented the inventor?
Nobody has the right to give up on a whole generation before it's even had a chance to prove itself. We're all in this together, and we gotta remember that. After all...
They'll learn. They'll all learn who the real inventor is.
There'll always be another bad guy. Right?
This has been a graphic audio production of Marvel's Ms. Marvel, Generation Y. Copyright Marvel. Unauthorized download and/or duplication is prohibited. Adapted from the graphic novel by G. Willow Wilson, Adrian Alfona, and Jacob Wyatt. With performances by Shanta Parasharaman as Kamala Khan, David Coyne as Wolverine, Matthew McGee as Bruno, Nora Ashradi as Ami, Andy Brownstein as Abu, Mahbood Ebrahimzadeh as Amir, Jacob Yeh as Vic, Casey Platt as Medusa, Evan Casey as Doyle, Kimberly Gilbert as Nakia, Danny Stoller as Zoe, David Jordan as Knox, James Lewis as Sergeant Wilson, Thomas Keegan as Captain America, with Jefferson A. Russell, Kenyatta Rogers, Chris Gennebach, Elizabeth Jernigan, Diane Kalita, Nathaniel Perry, Nanette Savard, and Richard Rowan as the inventor. Directed and adapted for graphic audio by Richard Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry. Ms. Marvel theme composed by Thomas Hogan. Special thanks to Sana Amanat, Jeff Reingold, Jeff Youngquist, Sarah Brunstad, and David Gabriel. If you enjoyed Ms. Marvel Generation Y, be sure to look for our other graphic audio Marvel Comics titles, including Daredevil, Guardian Devil, Deadpool, Hawes, and other great titles available in graphic audio at www.graphicaudio.net. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Graphic Audio Access app, available for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Google Play is a trademark of Google Incorporated. Apple, the Apple logo, iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch are registered trademarks of Apple Incorporated. App Store is a service mark of Apple Incorporated.
If you can't find that graphic audio title you're looking for, go to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can select from over 900 titles and 60 series in either CD or high-quality download formats. If you would like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase the whole sets on CD or USB flash drive from graphicaudio.net. At graphicaudio.net, you can now earn loyalty rewards points, redeemable toward future online purchases. You can also get full mobile downloads directly to your phone or tablet with our new Graphic Audio Access app, available on all Android and Apple devices, so you can listen on the go, anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-670-5220 or visit www.graphicaudio.net. Be sure to sign up for our email newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.